Hey, before we get started with the podcast, I want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by IRI, the leading data and technology company for CPG manufacturers and retailers. You want to learn more? All you have to do is go to iriworldwide.com/omnichannel. That's iriworldwide.com/omnichannel. Or check out the link in the podcast description. All right, let's start the show.
Dialing Ethan Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
All right, come on, pencils down, it's podcast time. Take a couple of minutes and have some fun with us. Welcome to our little show. We're so grateful that you downloaded us again this week. My name is Jared Davis. I'm just glad that you took a few minutes to join us today here in the 8th and Walton Retail Funhouse, because between you and me, we know exactly what you're going through about this time of year. You're a little bit nervous, aren't you? I mean, we've been talking about the busy season for several weeks, and here it is. The busy season is upon us. And I know what you're doing. You're looking at those reports every day. You're analyzing the numbers and trying to make good forecasts for next year, right? Well, today's show is actually taking a close look at that, your data. Those numbers that you're pulling every week, have you just about had it? I mean, is it a little frustrating when you're working with multiple systems that won't even talk to each other? Or how about this? Do you feel like sometimes the information that you're pulling isn't really telling you exactly what you need to know about your customer? Well, here at 8th and Walton, we actually wanted to find out if anyone is innovating on that side of the business. Now, I'm not talking about just, you know, pulling and formatting data, but actually improving the quality of the data itself and putting it in one platform for your analysts. Now, if that sounds appealing to you, you downloaded the right podcast this week, because we have got a great guest on the show for you today. Mr. Michael Elgus is going to join us after the break. Michael is the Executive Vice President of Technology and Retail Media Platforms for IRI. We're going to be visiting with him about, you know, getting out of that old big data mindset and what the new big data really looks like for today's retailer and supplier. Oh, also, we're going to talk about IRI's liquid data technology that I know you've heard about that already from suppliers that are using it, and it makes querying a lot easier and your data much more in-depth, right? So it's going to be a very enlightening conversation that can save you some time and money as you're planning for 2019. Please stick around. Michael Elgus is coming up next on the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
Hey, suppliers, do you have questions about Retail Link? Would you like to know more about analytics and replenishment? Good news. You can get your retail questions answered fast with 8th and Walton Chat. Just log on to 8thandwalton.com and wait for the chat box to pop up. Our merchant advisors are standing by to help you right now. It's absolutely free. Chat with us today without the wait. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You're back on the 8th and Walton Conference Call. As I mentioned before the break, from IRI, our special guest today is Mr. Michael Elgus. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us. We appreciate being here.
We're glad that you're here. Hey, we were talking a little bit before about data and how people are using data now. So from your perspective, what is the difference in the new big data versus the old big data?
Yeah, we think of the old big data as being very category specific, very product centric. And, you know, you think about the systems and the structure very much designed for that one purpose of helping people buy the right stuff, put in the right place of the store. And it tends to live in systems that were built for very specific purposes as well. And so you've got data sets that don't necessarily talk to each other. And when you want to do complex analysis, it really takes extracting that data, bringing it into another environment, doing work with it. You have issues, right, of just getting the right data together and the time that's involved in doing that. That's what we think of when we hear old big data.
So then how do you take that and then compare it to what we're calling new big data?
Well, the key to us is bringing a customer-centric view to that and bringing these data sets together. And so if you think about trying to align data across multiple dimensions, you want to understand products and stores. You also want to understand households and people. And aligning those sets across brands, geography, time, that's what new big data is able to do for you. And we think that holistic view of bringing a customer understanding, a basket understanding to traditional product categories is really the unlock of truly understanding the business.
So when you look at the industry today, who do you think is doing new big data well?
Well, there's a lot that's been said about Amazon, right? And they're a pretty impressive company. I think that pure play e-commerce is just an environment that's easier to kind of see what the potential is because it is all connected. It was a platform that was built to be end-to-end. You can see the interaction. You can interact with a buyer and give them feedback about your products, and they can give you feedback about the products, I should say. Additionally, you can tell a seller how they're performing, and that can all be automated, right? So you have a sense of, is my pricing right? You can see where you're coming back in a search. And then you can kind of see as you're making choices around marketing, whether the cash register is ringing or not, that connection is easy to see in an e-commerce world.
Well, you kind of point out that, you know, that's what's going on in e-commerce. But when you and your team at IRI kind of take a look at brick and mortar, what's data is powering it there and who's doing that well?
Well, that is more challenging, I think, when you get into brick and mortar or online to offline, as the cool kids like to say. And so, you know, our focus has been, again, bringing that household level view of what's happening and then connecting that view to the activities that go on, whether that's a marketing campaign and connecting who saw it to who purchased, or whether that's looking at the behavior of purchasing and understanding when somebody buys an item, where did that volume come from? Is it incremental, or, you know, where is it sourcing from? And that can be done by just bringing systems together so that your transactions are speaking to that underlying category data.
So today, what does it take for a retailer to get into new big data?
Well, it does take a different operating system, right? And it's a move from having things that are built in silos to having things that are interconnected. And so the start of it for us has been building a platform that can bring together traditional store-level point of sale with traditional logistics, DC information, and then connecting it to that household level transaction. If you can get that information in one system, it really starts to allow you to answer different, more holistic questions about the business. And if you don't have to jump between systems to do that, you can kind of build stories or protocols to ask the questions that you want to have your organization go through to really understand the flow of what is happening in the business. And I think just bringing that segmentation, that customer view to these different data sets and doing it in a place where you can collaborate against it is really the unlock.
And I want to ask you about IRI's liquid data solution. You've had some retailers and manufacturers that are really gravitating toward this. What are they seeing in IRI liquid data?
Well, I think the beginning of it has been traditional category understanding, right? Really great analyses. The system is interesting because it can pull off of different data sets, but then it brings it into an in-memory layer. And what that allows is just very quick querying of data and the ability to look at data from all sorts of different cuts, whether it's a traditional product hierarchy or whether it's product traits like flavor or form. So that was really the hook, I think, for people that were used to using those tools. The unlock has been bringing that customer view in, and because the system is able to bring transactions in to that view, now you can start thinking about your categories by customer segments, customer behavior, and that has been, you know, what's really accelerated, I think, people's interest in, tell me more about liquid data, you know, how can that help my business?
And it's all this very simple app. What does that app look like on the side of the retailer?
So the applications have been designed for specific work that has to be done. Some of my favorites are in the marketing space because that's where I live. For instance, we have an application that allows you to build audiences and take two audiences and say, I want to look at maybe the overlap or the intersection or people that do this but not that. That would be an example of something that's native and, you know, has a flow behind it. But there's also about 50 different streams of reporting, if you will allow you to attack a business problem and break it down into pieces. And so there's the ability to kind of customize the use of apps to bring them into a flow. And again, I'm most comfortable with the marketing process and talk to you about how we flow from kind of insights to optimization. But that same thought process of a cycle is how we've made applications that sit on top of the technology.
Michael, we appreciate you being on the podcast. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And that's going to do it for this installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you so much for joining us again this week. This is Jared Davis saying, I'm a little bit nervous. Just got the agenda for this year's holiday party, and one of the fun activities is resume building.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at athanwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc., or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands, are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.